Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. A Polish deputy foreign minister has reiterated calls for the European Union to introduce more restrictive visa rules for Russian citizens over Moscow's six-month-old war in Ukraine. Szymon Szynkowski-Welsenk told public broadcaster Polish Radio on Monday that Poland has limited the issuance of visas to humanitarian situations and now demands that a restrictive policy be introduced at the EU level to stop issuing tourist visas to Russians. According to him, such visas are mainly used by wealthy Russians who live in large cities and who often vocally support Putin's policies. Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Denmark are among countries that have already instituted tourist visa bans for Russian citizens, according to the PAP news agency. Lithuania's foreign minister, Gabrielis Landsbergis, stated last week that it would be perfect if the whole EU made a decision to rescind the visas and no one would be issuing them any longer. He warned that Russian citizens could easily find their way around the ban unless all EU countries joined forces. Four more ships carrying foodstuffs have left Ukraine's ports, Turkey's defense ministry announced over the weekend. In July, Ukraine and Russia came to an agreement with the UN and Turkey to restore shipments of food from Ukrainian ports on the Black Sea. As part of the agreement, 31 ships carrying some 670,000 tons of grain have now left Ukrainian ports. The move aims to address global food insecurity and throw a lifeline to the hunger-stricken African countries of Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan. Before the Russian invasion, Ukraine exported up to 6 million tons of grain per month from its Black Sea and Sea of Azov ports. Today is day 181 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Polish director Jerzy Skolimowski's EO has made the long list for this year's European Film Awards, Europe's version of the Oscars. The film is a Polish-Italian co-production with a script by Skolimowski and Ewa Piaskowska. It had its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival early this year, where it took home the Grand Jury Prize. Skolimowski, 84, is one of Poland's most internationally renowned directors. The shortlist for the European Film Awards will be made public on November 8th, and the European Film Awards ceremony will be held in Reykjavik, Iceland on December 10th. In honor of the 40th anniversary of the founding of the underground organization Fighting Solidarity, Radio Gdansk will be broadcasting a series of special interviews all this week. Each day after 5:30 p.m., Radio Gdansk will broadcast programs based on interviews with activists of the Fighting Solidarity branch in Trójmiasto, including Andrzej Kołodzie, Roman Zwiercan, Ewa Kubasiewicz, Magdalena Kowalska-Czachor, Marek Czachor, Karol Klementowski, Piotr Jagielski, and Jadwiga Chmielowska. The interviews are part of the special media campaign #Memory, the Trójmiasto branch of Fighting Solidarity, which will culminate in a concert and live debate on Friday at 6 p.m. in the concert studio of Radio Gdańsk. More information on the Fighting Solidarity movement and the program of events is available online at radiogdańsk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly overcast and warm, with a chance of rainstorms throughout the day and a light breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 23 degrees centigrade, or 74 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 18 degrees centigrade, or 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for sunshine and clearer skies returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.